Chris Miller's on the line, Department of Transport. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Neil. Yeah, bad weather out there at the moment. I think the one blessing is it is moving very quickly and we are getting lots of reports of flash flooding, but our expectation is that flooding will subside. But as you've just been saying with the callers, the key is to drive to the conditions. So that means lots of extra distance between you and the car in front. It takes twice the amount of distance to stop in an emergency condition in the wet weather. So you need to allow that. Make sure you can be seen. Get all your headlights, your fog lights on. Really be vigilant to motorcyclists, cyclists and pedestrians. They're much harder to see in this weather. At the moment, obviously, the big concern is the eastern suburbs. It really is bucketing down sort of from Camberwell right the way out sort of to Ringwood. You know, we are seeing a couple of other little cells popping up out around Colac, so we probably expect them to move through in the next sort of hour or so. So the key is just, you know, as I say, drive to the conditions, but do expect reports of flooding. Victoria and Buckley Streets, Footscray, Geelong Road, Tottenham Parade, Tottenham, Gordon Street near Geelong Road in Footscray. The famous one near the South Melbourne Market, York Street, that's underwater at the moment with police guarding that. A little bit of flooding too reported, as you've said, Beach Road by Morris. Kind of starting here, sort of, you know, Canterbury Road, Burwood Highway, those sorts of things. But again, with the rain moving so quickly, the drains will just be overwhelmed for a minute or so, but they will catch up, I would expect. Power problems, obviously, with the weather too. We've got about 11 sets of lights out through sort of Pascoe Vale, South Coburg, Brunswick. So Sydney Road, Moreland Road, Melville Road, they're all impacted. Remember, if you get to a set of traffic lights where they're not working, you need to treat it the same as a stop or give way sign. Or in a nutshell, you've got to give way to the right. But the key is approach with caution, back off the speed, be extra vigilant. And look, if you don't need to be out driving right now, just put it off for half an hour. Wait till the weather passes and pass.
Well, yeah, though our listener in Hamilton said a second storm cell has hit them.
Yeah, well,
so there's another one coming through. Yeah,
exactly right. And it's regional areas as well as metropolitan Melbourne. So no matter where you are, you know, these little storms just seem to be kind of, you know, coming out of nowhere at the moment. So as I say, vigilance is required.
Did you have any warning on this from the Bureau?
Oh, look, I heard Lavinia say last night the possibility of thunderstorms, but, you know, she said that a couple of nights previous too, so I shouldn't really pay a huge amount of attention.
Oh, terrific. Thank you, Chris. Chris Miller, Department of Transport. Looking at the Bureau radar, it's over Melbourne at the moment. There's another large storm cell approaching Geelong, and there's one just past Hamilton now, which was our earlier caller. Yep, more to come. Paul Dazzley, Channel 7 reporter, has called in. What's happened, Paul?
Hey, Neil, I've just come through the worst of it, maybe 20 or 30 minutes ago in Abbotsford and Clifton Hill and Fitzroy, and now I am westbound on Fitzroy on Victoria Street right next to the Queen Vic Market, and straight ahead, Neil, is blue sky.
It's not going to last, Paul. There's another storm cell coming.
What do they say about Melbourne weather? If you don't like it, just wait 15 minutes.
Do you know, you're the Da Vinci of the lens. Have you taken any photographs of the storm?
I tried to get some video footage out of my stationary car down in Fitzroy, and half of me is soaked. Because the window open was a bad idea.
All right, thank you. Paul Dazzley, Channel 7, seduced by the blue sky, but there's more to come.